T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You want to hear something heartbreaking? Yesterday, the Border Patrol found a this breaks my heart. 3-year-old little girl wandering alone in the desert. Yeah. The coyote her mom had paid thousands of dollars to get her and her mom over the border, had gotten the mom over the border, didn't manage to get the 3-year-old over the border, and just dumped her. Just dumped her there. You want to hear something that'll break your heart? Google Rio Grande and dead children. They routinely find them floating there, the ones who didn't make it. Now, you know, anything for cheap labor and Democrat votes, right? We can stop this whenever we want, but it's about to get worse. And I warned you about this. I started warning about a week ago. I said eventually the conservative media is going to pick this up, going to figure out what just happened here because it's devastating. And it turns out I was right. Remember that judge? We had this hysteria over the children, right? You have to reconnect the kids with the parents, right? Or otherwise it's a human rights atrocity. Why? What was about it? The liberals don't care about it. They didn't even say anything about this when Obama did it, and they didn't say anything the first year Trump was doing it. Why now? And I told you why. Because we've just had a Marxist win the presidency down in Mexico. And his platform was that the Mexican government will now openly assist, including physically moving Mexicans up to the border region to help them across. That this was an economic policy and they were to settle in the border regions, not as they had before all over the country, but in the border regions. And the reason they were to do this was to create a hybrid zone that would no longer be a border. Because a lot of that border is sparsely populated. It's a lot of ranches and stuff out there. That they could easily move into the towns, take them over, and disintegrate the border that way. Plus send the cash home. It's one of the fastest ways to exfiltrate the cash. They could take over law enforcement, cities, towns along the border, and end enforcement. That is now the national Mexican plan, by the way. Did you know that? And so he is encouraging millions to mob the border. At the same time, do you think it's coincidence that the left all of a sudden, the children are being separated from their parents? That's terrible. So there was this ruling, and I told you it was devastating, and I was right. Remember the judge's ruling? The kids have to be reunited with the parents. Well, one problem. We've got the Flores decision that says you can't keep a kid in custody more than 20 days because that's like imprisoning them, right, with the parents. So if you have to reunite the kid and the parents, guess what? There's only one way to do that, folks. Catch and release. After 20 days, if you got a kid with you, catch and release. Got to let them go in the U.S. Virtual open borders as long as you have a kid, any kid. If they end up floating in the Rio Grande, well, so be it. Who cares? Buy another one. These are the cruel policies our Congress will not stop. They are awful. They break my heart, the way these kids are being used. Well, it just got worse yesterday. It got horrifically worse yesterday. Let me tell you what they're doing now. District Judge Dolly Gee ruled yesterday that the children have to be reunited with their parents, no DNA test. We're not going to take the time for the DNA test. We're not going to do that. No, we don't care if they're sex offenders. We don't care. Let them go. Why do you think the left doesn't want a DNA test? Because these kids have been sold. Their passports, their tickets into the country. It's devastating. So yesterday, Judge Dolly Gee punched a hole in Trump's zero-tolerance policies, Breitbart writes, directing him to comply with the 1997 Flores decision by releasing migrants with children after 20 days. I told you that's what they were doing. Nailed this. Nailed it before the judge even did it. I knew what they were doing. You got yourself a kid. Any kid. Don't matter. Got to let you go after 20 days, catch and release, into this country. Not into Mexico. No, no. Into this country. Why? Because the liberal judges said so, and they write laws, right? We just had an open borders ruling. Do you realize what just happened? All you need is a kid. That's why they found a dump 3-year-old yesterday. You know why the coyote dumped her? Her mom made it safely across the border. Didn't get caught by the Border Patrol. They didn't need her anymore. This is what we're doing when Congress won't act. It is horrific. It is immoral. You want to talk about something you ought to cry about, Rachel Maddow, that's what you ought to cry about, what these liberal judges are doing. They just rang the dinner bell. And kids are going to pay for it. A lot of them with their lives. And then they went a step further. This is horrific. You know, you've been hearing about this. Trump has not reunited the kids with the parents. Oh, atrocity. Why not? They're DNA testing them. Why? Well, for the purpose of the lawsuit, they took a sample 100, right? Because there's thousands. You can't look at every single one, right? They took a sample 100 so that Trump, you know, the Department of Homeland Security could show the judge what's happening. Well, guess what? A lot of these parents aren't parents. That's what the DNA tests are showing. They're not the kid's parents. The kid was just the meal ticket. That's all it was. So out of the, you know, out of this 100 that they have begun to DNA test, but they have been unable to sort it all out for the reunification, guess who they found? Murderers. Who've been convicted in Mexico. Murderers were among the parents. Drug dealers. Cartel members. Known gang members. Yeah. And a lot of them aren't actually related to the kids they brought over. Yep. Eight other purported parents, is out of the 100, will not be reunited with children due to failed criminal background checks that turned up serious convictions or child abuse. Our due diligence is protecting children. This is the Department of Homeland Security. Let me be clear. Health and Human Services could have transferred every child out of our care to meet the judge's order. They had to do it by July 12th, 10th, but they said, no, we're not doing it. We are not reuniting kids with sex offenders and murderers and people who are not their parents and people who are MS-13. We're not doing that. They said we could have reunited them on day one. We won't. And so the Trump administration's refusing to comply with the judge's order. Good. According to the court filing, see, this is what they want. Four children have been reunited with parents already out of the 100. These parents were fitted with electronic monitoring bracelets and released into the U.S. because they brought children with them illegally. Now listen to this line from Breitbart. This catch and release policy is effectively mandated as law for illegal aliens who arrive with children younger than five by Judge Sabrow's ruling. I told you this is what this ruling would mean. I knew exactly what it was when I saw it. I was wondering how long it would take conservative media to figure it out, and they just did. Along with U.S. District Court Judge Dalaghi's refusal Monday to modify 1997's Flores settlement. These are two liberal judges who've just ordered catch and release that you could get your free ticket into the country if you had anyone under five. We got open borders right now, folks. They are going to mob that border. They're going to mob it. Oh, and guess what else they're doing? Oh, this is even better. I mean, worse. The parents are refusing to take the kids. They're dumping them at the border. And going home. Thousands of Central American children cannot be reunited to their parents. Department of Homeland Security says, why? The kids, their parents are dumping them at the border. Just dumping them and going home. Why? Well, guess what? Foreign children and youths who are left in the United States by their parents are allowed to file for green cards on the grounds that their parents abandoned them. The migrant children are then eligible for welfare and aid programs. But... once they get the green card, what happens? Once you abandon your kid at the border, they get the green card, and guess what? You're eligible to begin the process. On the day the kid applies for the green card, which is day one when they show up in the country, you're eligible to begin the process of, guess what? Chain migration, bring parents. The new Americans will be allowed to bring in their foreign parents and siblings via unreformed chain migration laws. And thousands are being dumped on our border by their parents. Just dumped so they can get the green card. Congress could fix this by noon today, but they refuse. Folks, this is going to get a lot worse.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.